Good afternoon, everyone. We'll go ahead and get started with our post-race news conferences featuring the top three in the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500. Joseph Newgarden, Team Penske will join us here in a little bit. Pato O'Ward as well as the second place finisher. But we'll lead off with today's third place finisher and the six-time NTT IndyCar Series champion and 2008 Indianapolis 500 champion, Scott Dixon, who led 12 of the 200 laps in the number nine PNC Bank. Chip Ganassi Racing Honda, his best finish in the 500 since the second back in 2020, 139 podiums in the NTT IndyCar Series and counting, still second all-time behind the great Mario Andretti in his 164. So much to kind of digest, Scott, and I'm sure you're trying to replay a lot of this in your mind. Just your thoughts on a third-place finish here today.
Yeah, kind of, honestly, all we had. You know, when I made that restart from first position and before the start finish, there was two of them, you know, past me already. I knew it was going to be pretty tough. So kudos to you know, them for having the pace. You know, big thanks to everybody on the PNC Bank number nine. You know, they... We had some weird kind of restarts there in the middle, kind of got to the back, and then kind of went off sequence, but then had some great restarts at the end to kind of jump us back up to the lead portion of that group, which I think was Pato and myself. So, yeah, you know, the last shot there was just we were pretty much flat, man, you know, just staying in their toe, in their wake, and honestly, you know, you kind of knew that. I think we could run kind of 218s out front. They were like 220s, and once they started cycling, you know, there were 222s and we were just trying to hang on there. So, you know, they had much better, you know, much better pace than us today. And unfortunately, you know, we just didn't have enough there at the end.
Not that you're thinking championship quite yet, but Scott is now just 20 points behind his teammate Alex Palou after five rounds in the 2024 NTT IndyCar Series Championship. We've got Madeline on this side, Kieran on that side. If you got a question, raise your hand and we'll work the room accordingly. Let's go ahead and begin here. Ben Johnston.
Hey, Scott, congratulations on today's result. Have you ever experienced anything like what happened today at the Speedway?
In what way?
In terms of, like, the drama.
The drama? Was there drama?
All right.
I don't know.
It was a long day, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a long day, that's for sure. I took a nap, you know. That was actually really nice. Yeah, late start to the day. You know, I think it sometimes, you know, can kind of suck the energy out of you, but... As soon as I, you know, snapped out of my nap and looked outside and saw all the people in the stands, man, I was like, holy cow, this is awesome. So, you know, it's great to see just the enthusiasm, I think, from this crowd and what they have here at, you know, the Speedway. The race itself, you know, was pretty full on. It's pretty action-packed. You know, at the end there, when you're kind of capturing third, you hope that the first two are going to take each other out, but obviously that didn't happen. So, yeah, a little bit of drama, but I thought, you know, everybody raced pretty cleanly, and you know, at the end there, it was a great move by Joseph around the outside, just had the momentum, and pretty interesting that it actually stuck, you know, especially after a kind of a stint and that second lane, you know, can kind of get, you know, pretty slippery there, but he pulled it off, man.
Excellent. And in terms of, like, the issues you had with Honda and qualifying and stuff, how rewarding was it for you to come back with this result?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I think the biggest thing is when you get out of the car, you're happy with what you did today. You know, I think we gave it all, man. And I think that's, you know, myself and the team, we were trying. You know, they were definitely trying to pump me up at the end. And, you know, I was just telling them, I'm going flat out here. I've got nothing left. I'm trying. So, yeah, you know, I think in that way, I think the only, you know, bummer you can have is when you leave the track and you know you didn't give everything you had. So, you know, I know we left as a table nothing, as a group, sorry, we left nothing on the table.
Maybe a little deeper dive on that pass that Joe New had around on the outside. Were you thinking that, wondering, like the rest of us, whether that was going to stick or not?
Well, you know, I've seen finishes that can go pretty sideways in situations like that, and you could be in the, you know, in the right position. You know, the Sato and Dario, you know, there's loads of different kind of races that are finished that way, but, you know, he did a great job. Pato gave him some room. The rest is history.
Yep. Go ahead. Sorry. Second. Yeah.
Now you talked about the delay, but you know this track well. This is probably as late as anybody's ridden on this track. You know, was there anything different? The lights, you know, where the shadows were, just maybe even the temperature, just getting this deep into the day and still be racing?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. You know, I think the only time was when there was sun breaking through in four, and then just as you were kind of getting to apex, there was a pretty bright light through there as it was kind of breaking through the stands, which you'd just get a pretty crazy flicker going in there. But conditions were good. I think there was no issues out there, and great job by the speedway, and obviously timing wise, just with how you get it with the rain, Mother Nature. You can't do much about that, but that was cool. To get this race in today.
We'll go Jenna and then Jack. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Jenna Fryer, AP. You just said that Pato gave Joseph some room. In 2022, he was accused of not being aggressive enough. In 2023, he was too aggressive. Today, he appeared to have been crying after the race and very upset. Is there something he could have done differently and those final two corners?
It's just timing. Timing's a little bit off, I think the other year where he had the outside move, I think on Ericsson in one, I think he could have held that there. But it's always, it's a balance. You don't really know if it's going to take it. Especially when you have a stint or two where, the marbles can build up. All it takes is getting offline and you go straight into the fence. And we've seen that plenty of times too. But, those cars were fast. Like they were in a different category to me. So I don't know if there was and the Penske's. But I don't know if there was a difference between those two. It looked like they could both suck up pretty well, but the 7 definitely had issues kind of hanging in there tight, but I don't think Pato could have done anything different apart from the timing. He could have swapped it by a half lap and that would have changed it, but I think if he'd not given him the room, they both would have crashed. That would have been great for Alex and I, but, yeah.
How difficult does it become for a driver to come close year after year after year and not get it done?
I don't know. Like, it's a privilege to race here, right? I'm in a situation where I'm lucky to have won, but, Pato's come close a few times too. It can go in cycles. As I've said many a times, finishing second sucks. Like, it's horrible. You'd rather finish last, I think, almost at this place and be out of the race early. He'll be fine. He's got plenty of time on his hands.
Jack?
Hey, Scott, I know you were talking about qualifying. You were kind of giving something back to Honda in the sense that you weren't the top Honda, so you didn't feel like it was like you weren't blaming them for anything. Did you feel like in the race that was the deficit was between Honda and Chevy, or do you feel like there was something on the Ganassi side that you could have done better in the race there?
There was definitely a difference, man. They come from so far back. Like, the pace changed. When they started cycling in front, getting back to the restarters, they got past me before I got a start finish. I knew it was going to be a pretty rough end to the race. So, great job by them. But, we Honda and everybody at HRC have done as much as they can. They've sometimes it goes in cycles, and I know this will inspire them to work harder, and they'll be back.
Obviously, Pato's here, but I'm going to give him a little breather. If we can wrap things up with Scott first before we get to Pato. Any other follow-up questions for Scott Dixon? Bruce?
You couldn't have done anything different. Forgive me if this has been asked already, but just got up here with Pato. When you hit pit lane, did you think, oh no, not a speeding penalty?
When I hit pit lane.
Yeah, it looked like you had to get on the binders pretty hard there on that last pit stop.
I felt good, man. That's how it should be, right? On the limit. I was trying to get the lead. No, I didn't question that one. I'd already had the tone. Well, actually, last time I got done for speeding, I had tone too. So, I didn't think it was that close. I thought it was okay. There was a bit of a bobble there right at the end, but we were good.
And again, forgive me if this has already been asked, but what happened with you and RHR?
I don't really know. Like, there was no room to go, and then I was kind of looking to the right, just saw at the last minute when he hit me, but he was pretty deep in the grass at that point, so I hope he's okay. I haven't looked at the replay yet to see if there was anything I could have done different apart from just pulling out of his way, but that's not the way you race.
Any other questions for Scott? All right, thanks, champ. We'll see you in Detroit.
Thank you.
Thank you.